Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Today's guest is the amazing author of multiple best-selling books, a successful speaker and event organizer who is the founder and CEO of The Life School, the rock moving superstar, Ilona Lopari. Ilona, thank you so much for joining us on The Rock Movers.
Thanks so much for having me and creating such a beautiful space for these type of conversations. I'm excited.
Oh, it is going to be a great conversation today because you are doing so many amazing things. So let's dive right into it if you're ready. Our rock moving community loves to hear, and that's about the biggest rock that you face in your life and how you've moved that.
Yeah. There's been a few rocks, but I think the most meaningful rock that I had to overcome that brought me towards kind of the mission, the purpose that I feel really compelled to go after today is really realizing that defining success from the outside and just being addicted to achievement and being an overachiever, just driven from my, you know, father mostly to kind of ensuring that I had achieved the American dream, because I'm natively from Albania. I moved to New York when I was only 15. Kind of led me into a lot of turmoil, a lot of inner anxiety, kind of questioning my life and sort of what I was doing, and a lot of conflicts, inner conflicts and lack of peace. And that's kind of where I started questioning the meaning of life. I'm like, well, is that all there is? There should be more. And then I started this exploration journey into personal development and entrepreneurship. I moved from corporate into my own business and all of that. So I feel like from everything thus far, that's been the biggest rock that I've had to kind of have in my journey to kind of overcome so that I can come now on this other side where I really feel like, oh my God, this has like become a major transformation for even the things that I never thought I would even experience in my life with that limited vision that I had or a lot of the limiting fears that I was feeling.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think so many people can relate to that. Do you see a big cultural difference in how you approach that versus how your clients approach it now here in America with the challenges they face? Do you feel like there was a big difference in that?
I feel like everyone has such a unique journey that everybody's I mean, I would go even beyond and say we have consciously chosen the rocks that we've overcome in life. But, you know, I've seen that obviously everyone is at different phases and stages and our purpose is so different, right? The reason why we're here and also the way that our journeys line up and the timings of things and all of that. So obviously I've seen, you know, different types of rocks being moved from my clients. Most of them obviously come to me for business growth and scaling their companies. However, just like anything beyond the, you know, the traditional way to scale a company, there's always, you know, things that we are just sitting there and, you know, shadows, things that hold us back, trauma and all of that. And I honestly haven't found anything better than entrepreneurship to build, to bring all of that to the surface. So that's experience of that.
I love that you shared that. I've had very similar experience and feel that being an entrepreneur allows me the freedom to kind of move those rocks and use those rocks in a different way than I could in corporate. But so you've moved that rock and really have this unique perspective from your journey. And then what did you do with that? Like, we know that you've created the Life School and you have books and all of these things, but what has been the overall purpose of this? So you've moved that rock. Now what?
I love your question, because what I've discovered as I've kind of now understand the process of it growing, right? Growing through challenges, things that we have to overcome, or we get to overcome, I should say. Now I'm like, I'm blessed that I get to overcome a lot of these.
Yeah. I love the reframe. Thank you for catching that. We get to
do this. And it's amazing, because every time I've overcome something, I've kind of gotten closer to sort of what my soul's path is and my purpose. And it's funny, because it's pretty much, counterintuitive to understand that, well, we expect as humans for the journey to be so linear, right? I mean, to get from point A to B, have a successful business overnight, do work I love, have freedom. And that does not come without its process of growth with pains and a lot of learnings and lessons. And that was why I was so pulled towards the name, the Life School, because I really felt like life is just like a school, right? And every day we gain experiences, we learn from each other, we get to fall, we get back up. But one of the major things that I've learned is the power of my intuition. That's something I have tapped into as I've undone a lot of, a lot of the things that it was bothering me around sort of like how I was living my life and then being on the chasing end of things. I realized that I have very strong intuition in many things, and to honor more of that as I make my major life decisions, but even day-to-day things that I do to stay more in the being rather than doing, that's been a big change for me, because I come from the logical right brain where everything is like left brain, I should say, now aligned with the right. But kind of just aligning and just realizing where the joy and the juice of life is, where before I would just kind of completely redefine it in so many ways. But to answer your question directly, I think it's led me to understand the power of my intuition and how to sharpen that every day.
I love that you identified that connection between your thought and then your purpose, and aligning that through this life journey and how everything you've gone through is teaching you something. So How did you begin to kind of connect the dots backwards to begin to create that vision almost from the lens of, okay, this happened for me. Now what do I do with that? Because I think many of our guests that are listening, they're in transition. The people that come to this podcast are carrying a lot of rocks. And so they're looking for ways to move those with ease. They're looking for ways to make sense of those rocks, and how do they use what's happened for them rather than feeling like this is all a burden happening to me?
Yeah, I could relate to all those concerns as I go through them daily. I think it's our human experience to go through, questioning a lot of things and just feeling like overwhelmed sometimes, like you lost track of what you're trying to do or why, or, there's days where things just don't line up. And I've learned to just stay very patient in the journey. But I think one thing for me to connect the dots backwards, which is actually my first book, Connecting the Dots Backwards Towards Your Ultimate Vision, is going back and realizing what were some of the most meaningful moments in my life that led me here. And I've always been a student of sort of journeys. Like, I always love to listen to biographies. Like, I always want to know, like, people's life stories. Like, how did you get here? Like, what are some patterns? What are some common things? Obviously, I would listen to people that I perceived were further along the journey towards certain areas that I was trying to develop it within myself. Just starting like with that kind of curiosity that always kind of drew me into learning about humans, pretty much, kind of why we think the way we think and we behave the way we behave and all of that. So it really started with that. And then just my first book, writing that first book, just gave me so much healing, therapy, all the things together, so that it made me want to go deeper into my past, because I realized so clearly that all those things that happened was so intentional to get me to where I am now. So I'm like, okay, hold on. Even the challenges that I've overcame, everything was there, like at the right moment, at the right time. So, and that can be just, just randomly just there. So yeah, I started to always become that person that likes to go to the past to connect my dots. But then I try to stay in the present to take inspired action and then build for the future based on my intuitive visions and all of that. So I've kind of gotten more clarity over time, obviously, to what this looks like. It's been very messy for a long time, and I think that's supposed to be messy.
I love that you shared that.
Yeah.
I love that you shared that it's been messy and successful at the same time. It can live in the and. We can be both. We can feel the pain and have the progress. We can have the mess and the movement forward. So good. So with what you've learned through this process, what do you do now that you feel like is the most helpful for people that come to you that are looking for a way to discover their purpose?
Yeah.
To find out why. Why am I here? How do I figure out why I'm here and what I'm supposed to do with this opportunity I have?
Yeah, I love your question. What's coming up for me is that most people that come to me have already discovered their purpose, their gifts, and their experiences. So now they're trying to align the profit piece because I help them grow a company that's self-led and can be left as a legacy, and they can do more good in the world with that. However, when I was in the transitory phase of going from knowing one thing for 13 years, which was my corporate career, into entrepreneurship, I think intentional questions that I asked myself, whether I was conscious about them or not, and journaling and these practices that I started to implement, meditation, physical exercise, journaling, those I would say were the top three that worked for me, which kind of I utilized along the journey to kind of give me some of that clarity and ask those questions, which are very intentional, which I didn't even know what questions to ask. Right. Because it's what am I supposed to do now? It's just too big. So kind of trying to slowly lean into certain things that I felt like were the right thing. But I think when we all can remove some of our monkey brain noise, we kind of like know what the next steps should be. And I just followed the breadcrumbs. I kind of just took one baby step after one baby step after one baby step after one baby step. And I do the same today, even though obviously with experience, you move further faster. And you don't also never go back to the old version of you. That's something that I want to just highlight, because I've been many times in the frustration mode in my journey. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, like this is so much work. Like, you know, I hope it's worth something. You get those moments where you're like, especially growing a business. I mean, that's all conversation. But I love that I understood or heard that I never go back to an old version. I keep evolving to a better version of myself. So that keeps me in the journey, even on the days that I just feel like I'm not making any progress, because the truth is we're making progress. We just don't feel it.
So how do you anchor in that progress? How do you anchor in those thoughts of not going back, not repeating the old habits, not going back to old thoughts that don't serve you? What do you recommend?
Journaling, because to me, I just have so much in my mind sometimes that I just can't tell the difference between, you know, a thought that's harmful, a thought that's kind of old story that no longer serves me, or just fear-based thoughts. So I pretty much, you know, again, a left brain person, very straightforward. I make two columns in my journal: old belief, old story, old thing that's holding me back. You can name it whatever. Sometimes people get so like hung up around like, well, I don't know my story. Whatever, what is a thought in your brain? Just write it down.
Yeah.
So old thought. And then once I write all my thoughts, then I go and challenge them. And I'm like, whoa, do I really believe that I'm going to go broke next month? Because I have a lot of money story stuff to work through. You know, and then I'm like, no, because I got this and that and that. So once you kind of lay it on paper, then you could see that it's really silly, a lot of the things we think. And then I made my own affirmations. The thing that I have against affirmations is that they were too superficial. They never stuck with me. I'm like, good for you to believe that you're a billionaire. I'm not. My reality is different, or whatever affirmation of the moment. obviously there's healthy ones. I'm grateful, you know, I am loving and I love the people. Like, there's helpful ones for sure. But the ones that I needed to really shift, those had to be ones that I believed in. So I just followed that very strongly, and I just made my own affirmations, and whatever phase and stage, there's new stuff that always comes up, but at least now I have a tool to leverage. And the other piece is feel the feelings. I've learned to feel my feelings, even the uncomfortable feelings, because I would do a lot of toxic positivity. Because once I learned that, I'm like, whoa, like, I can always like switch everything and just make it positive. But that didn't stick. It wasn't sustainable. So I had to just learn through to feel my feelings and be uncomfortable with certain things, with fear, anxiety, and, you know, whatever else came up through whatever life experience, through something towards me. And I just, you know, what I realized, Karen, is that the most uncomfortable feelings probably like took like 5 seconds or 10, and they kind of just flew by like the waves of the ocean. And I'm like, this is what I was so afraid of for so many years. Because I would distract and avoid. That was my coping mechanism.
We give it so much more power than it truly deserves, just by the fear and the avoidance and the conflicts that we create in our head, the stories we make.
You get into loops and you don't realize you're in those. So those are dangerous, toxic cycles. That's why you got to break them by just writing it down, taking a walk, you know, figuring out what things that make you. I listen to music sometimes to get me out of certain states. Well, was actually to get me moving through certain states. See, I still think that I need to get out of it, move through certain things that I find uncomfortable. But everybody's got their own channels. And I think the more you explore, I have a rule. I try everything once. If I don't like it, I just, you know, I'm like, okay, this doesn't align with me right now. But I usually go back to a lot of things I try. So just always be a student, you know, and try new things, because you just never know what can help you or what you can really connect with at whatever phase and stage of life. And it's all experience at the end of the day. How amazing is it, right? Even the bad experiences are amazing experiences, because then you have a story to tell. You can connect with people better because you have experience. There's something you could share, and you can connect with people so many different levels. So I just became addicted to it in a good way. And I'm just like, I try, I test, I fall, I get up. This is all my life experience. It's one big playground. And every day's a new day.
Such a beautiful gift that you just dropped, that golden nugget of staying curious, staying playful, and just experiencing and not avoiding things based on fear, but just try it, experience it. One of my favorite sayings is I learned everything by making all the mistakes at least once. Sometimes I made them twice. But that's truly where my greatest lessons have come from. And I probably am more stubborn than most. So I did have to learn things twice. It's like, was that me? Maybe let's try that again. Thank you for relating. I appreciate you normalizing that. But for those that are listening that are just like, wow, I can really relate to this. I want to connect more. I want to learn more. We're obviously going to put your links in. But what is your favorite way to be connected with?
Yeah, Karen, I realized that our stubborn head is really good because it doesn't let us kind of follow along other people's advice, right? I need to fall and try it. I was the same even as a little girl, and I was reprimanded and called a rebel and all these labels. But at the end of the day, I think it's good to be stubborn, because if you feel something is there for you, you got to be stubborn, because nobody else is going to do that for you. And you're going to get a lot of, you know, pushback and rejection, or other people projecting their own. So I think just staying stubborn, I have learned that that's actually very smart, a very big superpower for me. People can find me on my website, alonalaparicoaching.com. I also have another beautiful podcast, so much like this one, is called the Life School Masterclass Show, where I bring in amazing, intuitive, you know, purpose-driven people from all walks of life, sharing their life experiences, personal and professional, towards the same mission of, you know, impact in the world, and making sure that we're contributing in our own ways to make this world a better place. And that's also available anywhere that podcasts are played. So those would be the two ways.
I love it. Such a beautiful gift that you are to this world and so needed. Rock Movers, if you're hearing this, it's not by mistake. Everything, as you know, we believe everything happens on purpose for a reason. And so reach out, follow Alona, follow her beautiful podcast, and get connected to this greater purpose of life by learning and experiencing everything that you can. And I know that Alona will align with me on this. You don't have to figure everything out. You don't have to move every rock. But just know that the rocks that you do move, you don't have to move them alone. You have us to be here with you. So thank you so much for joining in with us today. And I just want to invite you to like, follow Alona and our Rock Movers podcast if you're not doing that already. And we will see you on the next episode.
Bye. Thank you.
Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did, and I hope that you got something super valuable. So, just for being here, I want to gift you free access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. It's a mini course, short 5 modules. It's impactful, yet it's not super heavy. So, use VIP2024 as a code to get free access to this course just for showing up and listening to this entire episode. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to the Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there. And I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.